بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله والمنة والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا ورسولنا محمد الذي أعطاه الله في العربية الفصحى المنة فهو أفصح من نطق بها. وكان صلى الله عليه وسلم يتكلم بها في بيان العادات والعبادات، وبها نزل كلام رب العالمين، وكانت هي وعاء شريعتنا المطهرة في الكتاب والسنة. فهنيئا لمسلم يرغب في أن يعرفها تدينا ويتكلم بها متمكنا. أما بعد، فقد طلب مني إخوة في الله مسلمون من بلاد أمريكا أن أبين لهم شيئا مما يفعله من كان عجميا مسلما يريد أن يدرس مثل متن الآجرومية من الكتب المختصرة في علم النحو، فيجد صعوبة في ذلك، فهو لذا يريد طريقة للتسهيل دراسة علم النحو للمبتدئ مثله. فأجبتهم مستعينا بالله الذي لا حول ولا قوة إلا به، رجاء أن أوصل إليهم الطلبة. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث الصحيح: إنما الأعمال بالنيات وإنما لكل امرئ ما نوى. وبعد ذلك العنوان عنونت هذا الموضوع الذي سأعالجه معالجة ما بإذن الله تعالى، عنونته بطريقة في الشروع لدراسة علم النحو لغير العارف بالفصحى.
نترجم
والآن شيئا. نعم،
أقول هل نترجم هذا المقطع؟
إذا رأيت أنه يحتاج يناسب أو جيد لا بس ترجمه.
إن شاء الله.
عنوان الموضوع بطريقة أو إن شئت قل هو الموضوع طريقة، أو هذه طريقة في الشروع لدراسة علم النحو لغير العارف بالفصحى. نعم، ترجمه.
الله يبارك فيكم شيخ، جزاه الله خيرا. He began in the name of Allah, the most merciful, the all merciful. He stated, indeed, all praises to the Lord of all creation. All praises to Him, and all bestowments are from Him, and the exaltations and the greetings of Allah be upon our foremost, our Prophet and our Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one whom Allah bestowed upon him the gift of the eloquent Arabic tongue. And surely he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most eloquent of those who spoke in that tongue. And with it, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed the people in matters of life and matters of religion. And surely, it is the same tongue in which the speech of the Lord of all creation has been revealed. And it is likewise the vessel that contains our purified legislation from the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So glad tidings and joy to one who wants to study it, seeking to learn the religion of Allah, seeking to do that for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then to proceed, some of our brothers from the Muslims of America have requested from me that I clarify for them that which the non-Arab should do from amongst the Muslimin who wants to study the like of Al-Ajrumiyyah from the beginner level books of the Arabic language, the summarized books of the beginner level grammars or grammar of the Arabic language. Despite the fact that he may find some difficulty in that, so they sought from me to show them a path that will make easy the study of the beginner level Arabic and grammar. So to that request I responded, hoping and seeking the aid of Allah, the one who there is surely no power, no might and change except through He, seeking that I will deliver their request to them. And surely the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the authentic hadith, إِنَّمَا الْعَمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَّا نَوَى. Indeed, deeds are by intentions, and surely every man shall get that which he intended. So to proceed, the topic has been given the heading, the methodology of seeking and studying the science of grammar to the non-Arab. Naam, Sheikh.
Naam. Intaha?
Naam.
طيب. الآن هذا موضوع بعنوان المدخل للشروع في دراسة علم النحو للعجمي. تترجم هذا ولا ترجم هذا؟ ما أدري. المدخل للشروع في دراسة علم النحو للعجمي. نعم.
نعم. لشيخ جزاه الله خيرا. He said, and so this topic that we are studying today is the entryway to the study of the science of grammar for the non-Arab.
نعم. اعلموا أن العجمية إذا أراد أن يتعلم مبادئ علم النحو في مثل متن الآجرومية المختصر من كتب النحو. نعم.
Come to know, my brothers, that surely the non-Arab, if he wants to begin to study the entry level grammar of Arabic in a book similar to Al-Ajrumiyyah, which is considered from the concise books of the grammar, then...
نعم. فالمدخل إلى ذلك أن يعرف مفردات في اللغة العربية. نعم.
Then the pathway that he should begin with is that he should amass and gain some vocabulary in the Arabic language.
نعم. ويتعلم معاني هذه المفردات شيئا فشيئا.
And he should learn the meanings of those words of vocab that he has gained little by little.
فبعد معرفة هذه المفردات بمعانيها ينتقل إلى ضم بعضها إلى بعض ضما معهودا في العربية.
And after gaining the knowledge of the meanings of these words of vocab that he has learnt and retained, then he moves on to the next step, which is to gather them together in sentence structure, sentences that are correct according to the laws of the Arabic language. Now.
وذلك للحصول من هذا الضم على معنى من مجموعها من مجموع هذه الكلمات.
And that is with the intent of gaining a complete and perfect sentence by adding these words that he has learnt together.
وهذا على حد قول الإمام عبد القاهر الجرجاني في دلائل الإعجاز. نعم.
Surely this is in accordance with the statement of the Imam Abdul Qahir,
نعم.
Abdul Qahir al-Jurjani in his book دلائل الإعجاز.
أيوه. قال إن الألفاظ المفردة التي هي أوضاع العربية لم توضع لتعرف معانيها في أنفسها فقط. نعم.
He stated, indeed, the vocabulary that has been included and given meaning in the Arabic language were not simply given meaning within themselves, but rather.
نعم. ولكن لأن يضم بعضها إلى بعض.
But rather such that they will be gathered together, and out of their gathering.
نعم. فيعرف فيما بينها فوائد، وهذا علم شريف وأصل عظيم. انتهى كلامه. نعم.
But rather such that these words will be gathered together, and by their joining additional benefits and meanings shall be extracted, and surely this is a noble science and one of the most important of foundations.
ومن هذا الضم يحصل ما يقال له كلام في اصطلاح علماء النحو.
And by gathering these words together in this fashion, then the resultant is what is called kalam, or complete sentence, in the definitions of the scholars of grammar.
نعم. ومن هذا الكلام تحصل وظيفة علم النحو التي هي ضبط أواخر الكلمات بحركات معينة.
And by gathering words in this fashion, then you will find yourself utilizing the very reason for the science of grammar and nahu, which is that the endings of the words will be marked correctly and pronounced correctly in accordance to the usage of the voweling marks. نعم.
نعم. وهذه الوظيفة النحوية هي المسمات بالإعراب الذي يستقيم عليه الكلام العربي.
And this particular issue that we mentioned, the issue of the utilization of the voweling marks in accordance to the science of grammar, then indeed this is what is called al-i'rab, the Arabization of words, and through it and only through it will words straighten up and deliver the meanings they are intended to deliver.
والآن ننتقل إلى موضوع هو انقسام المفردات، أي الكلمات العربية التي يتألف منها الكلام، إلى أنواع.
And now let us move on to addressing the topic of the categorization of the Arabic vocab. And surely, every word from the Arabic language from the vocabulary you shall learn will fall into one of a number of categories.
نعم هذه المفردات التي يتركب منها الكلام تنقسم في حد ذاتها إلى ثلاثة أقسام.
Surely, the vocabulary in the Arabic language, all of it combined, will fall into one of the three categories.
قسم يقال له اسم.
The first of which is the category of the nouns.
وقسم يقال له فعل.
And the second is the category called فعل, equivalent to the verbs in the English.
وقسم يقال له حرف.
And the third category is that which is called the حرف, equivalent to the pronoun in the Arabic in the English language.
نعم. وتنقسم هذه الكلمات التي تقدم ذكرها هذه الأقسام التي تقدم ذكرها تنقسم من حيث إعرابها إلى قسمين.
And these words of the Arabic language that we have discussed, actually a correction, يا إخوان, the harf is not the pronoun. The harf is something different. I will try to remember the word, inshallah, and then mention it. The Sheikh continued, he said, and all these three categories will then fall into two categories.
نعم. معرب ومبني في اصطلاح النحاة معرب ومبني.
Every word in the Arabic language from the three categories that we have mentioned will then fall into one of two categories. Either معرب, that إعراب will be afflicted on it, or مبني.
نعم. ونتناول الكلام على القسم المعربي فقط.
However, today we will only speak about the words that fall into the category of معرب.
وهذا المعرب ينقسم إلى مرفوع أو منصوب أو مجرور أو مجزوم.
And these words that fall into that category, the category of معرب, will be found in the English language, for example, to fall into cases. There's the genitive case and the accusative case and the possessive case to the rest of these cases. The names in Arabic are the مرفوع, منصوب, مجرور, and the مجزوم, four cases.
نعم. وكون بعض هذه الأقسام مرفوعا لأن هناك رافعا رفعه.
Why some of these words will fall into the category of مرفوع, it is because there is something in that sentence that caused it to fall into that particular case.
نعم. فهذا الرافع يقال له عامل. يقال له عامل في صلاح النحاة. عامل. نعم. لأنه عامل الرفع. نعم.
نعم. And this thing in that sentence that caused it to fall into that particular case, the case of مرفوع, is called العامل. It is called the afflictor or the doer that caused it to become in that case, to cause it to fall into that particular case. نعم.
نعم. وهكذا دواليكم في المنصوب والمجرور والمجزوم فلا بد من ناصب وجار وجازم يفعل النصب والجر والجزم.
And likewise in the remaining three cases, the case of the mansub and the majrur and the majzum, there must be an afflictor in that sentence, a reason within that sentence that causes the word to fall into any of the three cases, exactly as we mentioned with the marfu' prior to. نعم.
وهذا العامل في أصل الوضع في الكلام العربي يتقدم على المعمول، العامل المشار إليه يتقدم في الذكر على المعمول كما سيتبين. نعم.
And the origin in the base of the Arabic language is that you will find that always the afflictor, the part of speech that causes a word to fall into one of these categories of i'rab will always come prior to the word, will always be mentioned prior to that word, and it will be the one that causes that word to fall into one of the four cases mentioned. Now.
ثم ننتقل الى موضوع هو تحصيل المفردات اولا. نعم.
Now we will discuss how it is that you will gain the vocabulary.
يحصل الطالب مفردات من فعل أو اسم أو حرف. إذا كان عجميا كما تقدم يحصل هذه المفردات بهذه الأنواع لها بمعانيها، فيعرف اللفظة المفردة أولا ثم يتبع ذلك معرفة معناها. نعم.
And so the first thing is that he attempts to gain this vocabulary, and so he gains these words, whether they fall into the category of noun or verb or the harf, and then he proceeds on to learn the meanings. And so the first step is to actually gain the word and its pronunciation, and the second step is to understand the meanings contained within it.
نعم. ثم ينتقل به إلى ضم بعضها إلى بعض، أي بعد معرفة المعنى لهذه الكلمات ولهذه الكلمات مع ألفاظها، ينتقل بالطالب إلى ضم بعضها إلى بعض. نعم.
And then, once the student has gained this vocabulary, the next step that he should be taken to is that he will be taught how to attach these words together in the correct fashion, creating sentences.
نعم. ما يستحسن هذا موضوع ما يستحسن لمعرفة هذه المفردات معانيها.
And then another topic we will touch upon now is what is the most desired way to learn these words of vocab and their meanings. نعم.
يستحسن عند تعلم العجمي لمعاني هذه المفردات العربية. أيوه.
It is liked that when the non-Arab is learning the vocabulary of the Arabic language,
أن تفسر له الكلمة من الأنواع الثلاثة بلغته العجمية إن أمكن ذلك.
The desired way is that when a word is being taught to the non-Arab, that it should be explained to him preferably in his own tongue, if that is a possibility, in any of the three categories of words it falls into. Now.
وذلك لتوضيح المعنى لهذه اللفظة العربية توضيحا، لا يحتاج هذا العجمي إلى توضيح آخر.
Such that he will gain the understanding of the meaning contained within this word from his own language, and he will not need any further explanation of the meaning of this word after that. Now.
إذ أنه لو فسرت له باللغة العربية فقد يحتاج هو إلى فهم معنى ما فسرت الكلمة به في العربية.
Because if we attempt to give him the explanation of that word using another Arabic word, then perhaps he will be in need of explaining, or rather an explanation of that additional word that you used to explain the first word.
نعم. وهذا يؤدي إلى ما يقال له تسلسل في علم آداب البحث والمناظرة.
And this will lead on to something called the chains. And this is part of the sciences of how to research and how to debate.
وليس هذا التسلسل بجيد لأنه لا ينتهي. لا ينتهي, نعم.
And this type of chain is not a desired outcome because it leads on endlessly and it doesn't end.
نعم. فيختصر الطريق بتفسير الكلمة العربية بلغة العجمي أولا إن أمكن.
And so the shortcut that we take is that we explain the vocabulary firstly in the language that the learner is using, his mother tongue, if it is at all possible.
نعم. ثم ننتقل لموضوع هو كيفية بيان معاني المفردات عمليا. نعم.
Now we will touch upon the applicability of how to explain the meanings of the words of the vocab.
تختار له مثلا كلمة ذهب.
For example, you will pick and choose the word that you want to teach him, and the word may be ذهب.
وينطق له بهذه الكلمة التي من النوع المسمى بالفعل نطقا صحيحا.
And then this word shall be pronounced for him in the correct pronunciation. And this word, by the way, is of the type that is called the verb.
وذلك بإخراج حروفه من مخارجها على الوضع العربي المعروف.
And this pronunciation shall be delivered in the correct fashion, using the correct parts of the tools of speech, whether it be the tongue or the lips or other than that, in accordance to the way of speech of the Arabs.
نعم. ثم يفسر له معناه بلغته كما تقدم.
And then as we mentioned previously, we proceed to explain the meaning of that word using the mother tongue of the learner.
ويؤتى بكلمة أخرى بعد هذه فيقال مثلا محمد.
And the word that we had mentioned previously means he went. And then after that you add an additional word. For example, the word محمد.
ويبين له بأنه اسم علم لشخص.
And then we clarify to him that surely this is the proper name of an individual.
وتوجد الأعلام في لغته ويبين له ذلك. نعم.
And likewise he has proper names, proper nouns in his language, and that shall be clarified to him.
وبعد معرفة الكلمتين توضع إحداهما بجنب الأخرى على طريقة تركيبية.
And now that he has learnt both words, then we attach these words together in sentence structure.
للحصول على ما يقال له كلام.
With the aim of resulting in what is to be termed kalam or a complete sentence.
فيقال له ذهب محمد محمد, لكن إذا وقفت تقول ذهب محمد. نعم.
And so now you attach the two words together and you have ذهب محمد. This is if you're stopping, and if you're continuing you're going to say محمدٌ, but if you're stopping you're going to say ذهب محمد. محمد went. نعم.
نعم. فيفيد هذا الكلام من الكلمتين نسبة هذا الفعل إلى محمد.
And so, by attaching these words together, now you have the benefit that the one who did this verb, the one who went, is Muhammad.
ومعنى ذلك أن محمدا فاعل هذا الفعل.
And the meaning of this is that the one who did this verb, the one who engaged in this action, is Muhammad.
فتؤخذ من ذلك قاعدة الفاعل في علم النحو.
And so, from this concept, we derive the theory of the doer of the verb in Arabic.
والفاعل من المرفوعات.
And the doer of the verb in Arabic is, by the way, falling into the category of المرفوعات, out of the four categories and cases we mentioned earlier.
والذي رفعه ذلك الفعل الذي تقدم عليه في الذكر في علم النحو.
And the reason it falls into the مرفوع case is because of that which has been mentioned prior to it, and that being the verb itself.
فالفاعل هو الاسم الذي أسند إليه فعل مبني للمعلوم متقدم عليه في الذكر.
And so, the definition of the fa'il, the definition of the doer of the verb, is it is that noun that the particular verb and action has been attributed to, the action that is mentioned prior to it being attached directly to it. نعم.
ورفع الفاعل رفع الفاعل وهو محمد في مثالنا علامته أي علامة هذا الرفع حركة هي ضمة واقعة على الدال في آخر محمد.
And the way by which we recognize the case in which the word Muhammad here in this particular example of ours, that we come to recognize it is in the case of al-marfu', is because there is a voweling mark, which is the dhamma, equivalent to a very light oo sound, that is exactly found upon the last letter of Muhammad, that being the dal, equivalent to the d in English, and say you say Muhammadun. نعم.
وعلى هذا فقيسوا كل فعل مع فاعله في التركيب.
And based upon this rule that we just explained, you can use this measure in every sentence composed of a verb and then later followed by the doer of that verb.
نعم. ويؤتى لهذا الطالب العجمي بمفردة أخرى أو بمفردات أخر.
And then we proceed to bring further vocabulary for this non-Arabic speaker, and we continue.
هي قطع قطع.
For example, we use the word قطع. He severed.
وهي كلمة تسمى بفعل وهو ماض.
And it is also a verb, more particularly a past tense verb.
ويفسر له معناها بلغة العجمية.
And then the meaning of this word قطع, he severed, should be explained to him in his mother tongue.
ومن معانيه المشهورة في لغة العربي الإبانة والفصل للشيء من شيء آخر.
And from the commonly accepted definitions of this word in the Arabic language is the severing and cutting off of something from its origin. نعم.
ثم يؤتى بكلمة أخرى هي جزار.
And then we bring another word. For instance, the word جزار or butcher.
ويفسر له معناها في لغته العجمية.
And then we explain that word and what it means in his language.
وهو القصاب في لغة العرب.
And in the Fusha tongue, in the proper Arabic tongue, it is called القصاب, but also known as الجزار.
نعم. ويؤتى بكلمة ثالثة هي اللحم.
And now we proceed to add in there a third word, and that is اللحم, the meat, the flesh.
ونفسر له معناها بلغته العجمية.
And then the meaning of that word is to be explained to him in his language.
فإذا عرف معانيها وضعت الكلمات بجنب بعضها وضعا يقتضيه المعنى النحوي.
And so if he comes to learn of the meanings of all three words, then these words shall be placed together in sentence format in the accurate and correct Arabic format.
فيقال.
And so we say,
قطع جزار اللحم.
A butcher has severed the meat, has cut the meat.
فهذا كلام.
So this is a perfect sentence.
فجزار فاعل القطع.
And so the jazzar, the word butcher, is the doer of the verb.
واللحم أو اللحمة وقع عليه القطع.
And as for the meat, اللحمة, it is the recipient of that verb. It is the recipient of the cutting.
فاللحم مفعول به وحكمه النصب فهو منصوب. نعم.
And so the word meat, اللحم, is the done to. And the ruling regarding the done to is that it falls into the case of منصوب.
والقطع بصيغة قطع فعل ماض معلوم متعد إلى مفعول به واحد.
And the particular verb in this instance, which is قطع, he severed or he cut, is a known past tense verb in the Arabic language that has only an effect on one entity, and that is the done to.
فوجدنا في هذا الكلام شيئا جديدا هو منصوب من المنصوبات اسمه مفعول به عند النحاة.
And so we learned in this particular example another type of word that is always found in the case of مفعول به, case of منصوب, and that namely is the done to, in accordance with the definitions of the scholars of grammar.
فكل اسم وقع عليه فعل فاعل فهو مفعول به حكمه النصب.
And so every noun that is the recipient of a verb, meaning the recipient of an action that is being done by the doer, then it is a done to, and its ruling is that it should be in a state of nasb, mansub.
وعلامة النصب الأصلية حركة هي فتحة في آخره.
And the default voweling mark, or the recognize the mark by which we recognize that a word is in a state of mansub, is the fatha from amongst the voweling marks, a light A sound, A, found at the very last part of the word, in this case the meme on al-lahm.
وعلى هذا فقيس كل مفعول به.
Using this rule, my brothers, then you can apply it to every word that falls into the category of the done to.
ويؤتى له بكلمة أخرى فيقال وصل.
And then we bring forth another word for our student and we say وصل.
فيفسر له معناه بلغته العجمية.
And then we explain its meaning to him in his tongue.
ويؤتى بكلمة أخرى هي إلى.
And then you bring forth another word, such as إلى, which means to.
وهي من قبيل الحرف.
And of the three types of words in Arabic, the verb and the noun, And the harf, it is actually from the category of harf.
وَيُفَسَّرُ تُفَسَّرُ لَوْ هَذِهِ الْكَلِمَةُ وَيَا كَلِمَةُ إِلَىٰ فِي لُغَتِهِ الْعَجَمِيَّةِ
And this word, which is إِلَىٰ, which means to, should be explained to him in his tongue.
وَيُوتَ بِكَلِمَةٍ ثَالِثَةٍ هِيَ الْبَدِينَةُ
And then we bring another word, a third word, and let's choose Al-Madina.
عَلَىٰ أَنَّهَا مدينة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أي هي المقصودة نعم
referring to the well-known city المدينة of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم
ثم يؤتى بكلمة أخرى هي بكر
and then we bring forth another word and let us choose the proper noun بكر
وهو علم أيضا لشخص.
And this is a proper name of an individual.
وتركب الكلمات بعد ذلك على هذا المنوال وصل بكر إلى المدينة. إلى المدينة وصل بكر إلى المدينة.
And then the words shall be attached in this format. وَصَلَ بَكْرٌ إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ وَصَلَ means he arrived. بَكْر arrived to المدينة.
فَوَصَلَ بَكْرٌ فِعْلٌ وَفَاعِلٌ
As for the first portion, which is وَصَلَ بَكْرٌ بَكْر arrived, this is a verb and its doer.
وَتَقَدَّمَ لَكُمْ حُكْمُ الْفَاعِلِ
And we all
يُرْفَعْ
We already discussed the fact that the doer of the verb is always in the state of marfu'.
وَإِلَى حَرْفُ جَرٍ فِي لُغَةِ الْعَرَبِ عند النُّحَاةِ نعم
And as for the word إِلَى, it is a harf, and more specifically, it is a harf that causes other words to fall into the genitive case. حَرْفُ جَرٍ
ومعنى كوني حرف جر أنها تجلب الكسرة في آخر الاسم المعرب الذي عملت فيه.
And so the meaning that it is a harf of jar is that it will cause an addition of a kasra, a light ya sound, at the end of the word that it affects.
والمدينة مجرور بإلى.
And as for the last word in this sentence, which is المدينة, is actually pronounced المدينة with a light E sound at the end because it has been afflicted with جر due to the إلى that was before it, and so it is in the genitive case.
وعلامة جره الكسرة في آخره كما ترون.
And as you see, the sign by which we recognize that it is in the case of majroor is the little e sound at the end of it, which is the voweling mark al-kasra, found at the end of the word al-Madina.
فَإِلَىٰ عَامِلٌ وَالْمَدِينَةِ مَعْمُولٌ
And so, إِلَىٰ in this particular instance is afflicting and al-Madina is afflicted or affected.
ويؤتى له بكلمة أخرى لم.
And then you bring forth another word for him, such as the word لم.
وهو حرف معناه النفي لوقوع فعل مضارع يقع بعده.
And this particular harf is one that means the negation of a present tense verb that will occur after it.
فيبين له هذا المعنى يبين له هذا المعنى للم في لغته يبين له هكذا في لغته نعم
And so this shall be explained to him in his language the meaning of لم
ولم يعمل عملا هو الجزم في اصطلاح النحاة
And lam affects the present tense verb that comes after it. In the definition of the scholars of grammar, it is called al-jazm. And this is one of the four categories we mentioned earlier, al-majzum.
ويؤتى بكلمة أخرى هي يفهم.
And then you bring forth another word, you add it to the vocabulary, يفهم. He understands.
فعل مضارع يفسر له معناه بلغته.
And this is a present tense verb and it should be explained to him in his tongue.
ويؤتى بكلمة سعيد.
And
كلمة
then,
أخرى.
And then another word shall be added and that is the proper name سعيد.
وهو علم لشخص يبين له ذلك أيضا.
And that is a proper name and it should be explained to him that this is a proper name indicating a specific individual.
ثم يؤتى بكلمة أخرى هي الدرس. الدرس.
And then we add another word and we explain it to him, الدرس, which means the lesson.
ويفسر له معناه بلغته وهي القراءة في العربية.
And this should be explained to him in his tongue, and in Arabic it means that which is being read or studied.
ثم يركب من الأربع الكلمات كلام هو لم يفهم سعيد الدرس.
And then out of these four words, we create a complete sentence, and that being لم يفهم سعيد الدرس, that سعيد did not understand the lesson.
فلم جازم.
So لم creates the state and the case of جزم.
مبني على السكون لا محل له الإعراب.
And لم is always found in this particular case, which is rather in this format, it is مبني, it doesn't go into the إعراب, it doesn't go into any of the cases.
ويفهم مجزوم بلم.
And as for the word that follows after it, which is يفهم, he understands, this present tense verb has fallen into the case of مجزوم due to the fact that it was preceded by لم.
وعلامة الجزم السكون في آخره على الميم.
And so,
وهو الميم الآخر. نعم.
And so the way by which we recognize that it has fallen into that particular case of جزم is that there is a voweling mark known as sukoon, which means that you stop at that letter and you do not add any vowel sound to it, neither A or U or E to the end of it, but rather it is a sukoon at the very last letter of that word, which is the ميم at يفهم.
وسعيد فاعل.
As for سعيد
مرفوع,
the proper name herein, he is the doer of the verb. And so he is always in the case of مرفوع. And this is why it is سعيدٌ.
والدرس مفعول به منصوب.
And as for the word الدرس, then it is the done to. It is the recipient of the verb. It is the one being affected by that verb. The verb was done to it. And so as always, it is منصوب because it is the done to.
لوقوع الفهم عليه من الفعل بهذا الفعل الذي هو يفهم. نعم.
Because the understanding affects it. The lack of understanding from سعيد has been done to the lesson. And so the lesson is the one that is being done to. And so it is منصوب due to this being occurring on it. نعم.
والشيء الجديد الذي استفيد من هذا الكلام.
The new lesson we learned from this sentence.
أن لم يعمل الجزم في الفعل المضارع فهو عامل والفعل المضارع يأتي له معمولا.
And what we learned newly from this example is that لم affects the present tense verb after it, and so it is affecting, and the present tense verb is affected by it.
نعم. فهذه نماذج وأمثلة لبعض المرفوعات والمنصوبات والمجرورات والمجزومات من الكلمات المعربة.
And so in these examples that we touched upon, we found some words in the marfu' format and the mansub case and the majrur case and the majzum case. We touched upon all four of the cases.
نعم. على ضوءها على ضوء هذه النماذج يشرع هذا الطالب العجمي في دراسة متن مختصر في علم النحو كالآج الرومية.
And so based upon the principles touched upon today, this is how a student, a non-Arab student, begins studying a concise book in the grammar of Arabic language such as Al-Ajurumi.
ثم يرتقي بعد ذلك إلى ما فوق مثل هذا المختصر من الكتب المتوسطة فالمطولة في الفن.
And then after that, after completing such a book, then he moves on to intermediate level books before he proceeds on to the high level advanced books in the Arabic language.
ويلاحظ أنه لا بد من معرفة معاني المفردات أولا.
And one of the things that we pay particular attention to, that it is incumbent, it is a must, that first he learns the meanings of the words in the vocab.
ثم ينتقل أو ينتقل بهذا الطالب من ذلك إلى التركيب الذي هو الكلام.
And then after that, we proceed on to teach the student how to put words together to create complete sentences.
هذا ما تيسر في هذه العجالة والله من وراء القصد وهو يهدي السبيل وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين.
This is what we could cover today in this brief introduction. And surely Allah is behind the intentions, and He is the one that guides to the path. May the exaltations of Allah and His greetings be upon the Messenger Muhammad, his family, his companions, and those who follow in their footsteps in goodness to the day of judgment.